So here's how this deal works. So if you have balls, and you have weapons, and you have follow-through, and it's even nicer, here's how you don't have any casualties. You're smart. You get organized. You get smart. So we had our guys all over town. We already had operation centers on rooftops. We had guys with spotting scopes and cameras ready to catch anyone pulling any shit. We had countless motorcycles ranging from incredibly loud with very large, hairy guys looking to get the first lick in, which is handy in certain situations. They were prowling because when that peaceful protest, which is fine, the peaceful protest broke up. That's when all these agent tours started. When they got up and left, I knew, here we go. So we're all talking to each other. Yep, they're leaving. They're moving. Here we go. The other guys, the professional contractors, are casing everything. They're driving all over town. And there was a few hundred of the protesters, and they start scattering through the town. It's a small city, town, whatever you want to call it. And they start scattering through all the neighborhoods. So they atomize. So they can metastasize, and they're all scoping it out. They're looking for something soft, a soft target to wreck. They got their tools. They got their uniforms. It was not all peaceful protesters. That was cover. So they're all over town. And the second two or three or more of them would sit down for like a minute, there'd be dudes on their ass immediately. They wouldn't do nothing bad. They would just come up with their fat boy and just circle them. And then all of a sudden there'd be more coming over, and they'd be like, hey, how you guys doing? What you up to over here? Looking at that storefront window, looking at that bank. They're looking at the bank, they're casing the bank, they're looking at the storefronts. There's a lot of juicy targets. There's one, which was their primary target, which was where I kind of centered my attention because it was an honorable hill to die on for that target. I thought that would be worth it, you know? And so we went up there, and there was a relief element of a lot of combat vets, maybe not a lot actually, maybe only a squad up there. But they were very effective at deterring it. But when the numbers got big enough, we got a lot more guys up there. And the bikers joined up with the veterans, and half the bikers are veterans anyways. And so everyone got together, sat up there. Antifa rolled in. They had their armbands on. They put on their little face masks. They got out hopping around, and they're trying to be sneaky. Well, you see, the problem is we had aerial surveillance. We had with drones, multiple drones. We had all kinds of different radio networks hooked onto various hubs. We had guys that we knew that were working with all the different local elements in town. Like, I'm talking like the police department, the sheriff's department, other law enforcement departments from the area that wanted to come down on civilian mode with no rules. They were there. Hey guys, Rex here. So why do you think it is that when Antifa and all these other organizations using other groups like protesters and BLM as human shields, okay, is attacking all the rest of the United States and burning it to the ground and destroying everything and hurting and killing people, why is the rest of the country burning down? But then when they attack our town, I mean, you know what was on the front page of our paper today? Some kid throwing a softball. It didn't even make the newspaper. And where it did, it was a tiny little snippet because the news has a narrative they like to support. And what happened did not support their narrative. Here's the three elements to how your city can be saved. How to not have your life burned to the ground. Three elements. This is not conjecture. This is not my opinion. This is not my theory. This is not a political ideology. This is not something I imagined in my brain and then just, you know, saw myself in that position and then like, oh, this is how it works, even though I'd never done it. We've done this a couple days now already. You have to become what they call a hard target. They're looking for soft targets. They got soft target syndrome going on, which is to your advantage. They're used to taking down soft targets. A soft target is one that is easy to take. For example, a city where the mayor, or even where people listen to their governor and they just stand there, oh, you're under curfew. We're just gonna let them express themselves. We don't wanna be unwelcoming. We're gonna show them what we're made of. We're gonna be nice to them. We're gonna kneel to them. We're gonna kneel to the Antifa radical communists that are burning down the freaking country. Okay, so how's that working out for you? Shit's still on fire, isn't it? It's not how it happened here. You know what happened here? Even though they tried, and this is not in the newspaper, I will tell you what happened in the newspaper in a minute. At about midnight, buses started rolling out of town with very disappointed people on them. They were looking for a good time, and they did not find one here. We weren't mean. Nobody really had to even yell at anybody. I didn't hear any raised voices coming from our side all that much. There's one group that was pretty straightforward. But nobody had to lift a finger. Nobody threw a water bottle that I know about. I didn't see any of that. I didn't see one damn thing happen that was bad. I saw things happen that were almost really bad, but they got stopped. How? The community effort to stand up and defend itself. That's what happened. The community effort. Not people watching their television, typing on their Facebook page, hoping that the president will save them or that their governor will save them by sending army guys in. You don't want army guys to come in and save you. It's going to be nice. If you don't like what the police are doing, you're not going to like the army in your town. Trust me. They got less rules than the police. They got totally different rules of engagement. And trust me, okay? But if you want to argue, that's fine. Allow your city to continue to be burnt to the ground. Or if you like wrestling and slobber and blood flying everywhere as you fight them off, you can do it that way too. There's various scales on the spectrum from like total all-out chaos to like mutual combat, you know, to basically nothing happening. So what I like to do is in our community, we put the scale over here to basically nothing happening. You know how that works? Three elements, pay attention. Balls, firearms, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep, in an arms keep, which is everybody, and to bear arms shall not be infringed. So balls, guns, and the third one is follow through. Follow through means you are there. You show up. You don't weasel out. That takes balls. So how do you get these balls? Okay, then we'll talk about what happened, okay? Because there was stuff that happened that did not make the newspaper. I guarantee you they're not going to put it in there because it does not establish the narrative that the government is in control. Or they don't like to see the people totally armed to the teeth by the hundreds repelling Antifa without a fight, just by standing there and smiling. They don't like to see that shit. It doesn't fit their narrative. And also, working totally fine with the local police forces. Weird how that works. You know that police and the people in a community can be on like the same side and prevent horrible shit from happening by communicating to each other and talking respectfully to each other? Did you know that that can freaking happen in the United States today, right now? It's your choice. So balls, guns, and follow through. How do you get balls? All right, two options. You can be the baddest, meanest, toughest guy on the block. You can train your whole life and become extremely proficient in the art of war. You can become proficient in fighting, wrestling, biting, shooting, everything, the whole nine yards, all combat skills on the table. Up here, it's kind of a thing that people do because I don't know why they're wired that way. Everyone's head's on a swivel. Nobody's like looking down at their feet besides, there's those people in every community, but for the most part, it's different in certain communities. Okay? However, there is a thing that happens, and you can't rely totally on your training or your weapons or your skills or any of that stuff. You can't totally rely on that, because there will come a day when a tough guy is not a tough guy anymore, because of entropy, because of exhaustion, because of ailments, because of fatigue, because of... You'll get old. I see a lot of young guys who are very cocky. They'll see. When something'll happen, that'll, pride cometh before the fall. So there's another thing you need to have as a backup, okay? Because it's good to be a tough guy and be equipped. I'm not against that at all. That's been my spiel forever, right? But now that basically, in terms of health, is kind of like not as good as it used to be by a long shot, okay? Used to be health nut. Now I'm just kind of like trying to put one foot in front of the other in terms of health, right? There's something else you need to be the backup. Because if that's the source of your kahunas, it ain't going to last forever. It will eventually wither away. If you can't maintain that for eternity, you need to connect with a source. You need to get that connection with a source that is way stronger than you. For me, that's what it is. You guys all know that. If you guys don't, if you're not into that and you want to rely on yourselves, that's cool. But there is a half-life to that. Okay, and you will get older, and eventually you will not be able to do all those fun things that you're able to do now, okay? That's why firearms are very helpful, because they, grandma can now fight off a 500-pound freaking muscle gorilla, or whatever, if she has a 45 revolver. So Sam Colt made everybody equal, right? But really, you have to connect with something very powerful. Some people do that by joining a gang. Some people do that by whatever, joining a certain... There's a lot of gangs. You can, good gangs, bad gangs, whatever. That's good. That's better than nothing. But you need to make sure that these, whoever you're connecting with, they're reliable. They're not going to leave you. They're not going to fail you. They're not going to cheese out. They're not going to have an excuse not to be there. They're going to always have your back. They're going to always protect you, even if you die. There's only one outfit I know like that. Okay. So that's how you have balls. You're equipped to meet the challenge physically and spiritually. Roger that? You got that? Okay. Element number two, guns. Unfortunately, you can have balls and you can have all the training in the world, the ninja training. You can be like a world karate champion or whatever the hell it is, and you can be in perfectly good shape, and you can even have a connection with higher powers. But if you're not equipped with the tools, there are times where you get overwhelmed by like a horde of zombies, okay? You've all seen the videos of people getting drug out of their cars, trying to be nice, trying to stop in traffic to not run over protesters. They come, pull them out, and beat them to death, that kind of stuff. So there is a point where, like, if you're dealing with a lethal threat of a giant riot coming at your in your direction, you need the proper tools. So you need to be armed with modern armament. Okay, the Gladius today is like an M4, 12-gauge shotgun, whatever you got, revolvers, pistols, the whole nine yards. Everyone who I saw out there for the last 2 days was full porcupine mode. They weren't shy about bearing arms. Okay. I've been argued about that, people have been giving me shit about that forever. Rex, it's irresponsible to go out there and open carry. Like, that's just going to escalate things. You're going to give the wrong image. Dude, that shit is bared as fruit. The image that I have in my brain of not doing that is your city on fire and you sitting there casting dust on your head crying. My city burnt down. That model is bearing its fruit. Not working for you. So you need balls enough to exercise your Second Amendment rights. Yeah, but someone might think I'm weird. Who gives a shit? You have balls, remember? Carry your damn weapons. And if a major threat comes to town, you have to communicate that that's not going to be an option for them to burn your city because everyone's standing around with full loadout. Okay? Smiling, being gentlemen. You'd be amazed how well that works too. They won't even throw a water bottle. None of them will. They'll come, the tail will go between the legs, their jaw will drop, they'll look very sad, they'll get back in their damn car, and they'll leave. I'm telling you, that's what happened here. Okay, so firearms, and you need to know how to use them, but just the presence of them is better than nothing, okay? I'd strongly recommend having to use them, but you also need those balls in case they actually put you to the test, and they can read people. They might not be smart in a lot of areas, but they got street smarts, okay? Which leads me to the third thing, follow through. What are you actually prepared to do when the time comes? What's the maximum range of an excuse? That's what my mentors would say. You can make an excuse why you can't be there or why you can't do nothing or why you won't, you know, do this or like, you talk tough all day long. When it comes down to it and you don't perform, what's your excuse? What's the maximum range? 0 freaking yards is the maximum range of an excuse. It ain't doing you shit. You need to actually follow through. You need to have it all prepared ahead of time. For the last 2 nights, when I had to leave here and fortify the wife, okay, I gave her my last kiss. Could we run to another village that wasn't on fire and escape? Sure. The problem with that plan is that the trouble will keep following you. If you got evil, you got to smash it. Or very strongly deter it and make the point, this is not an evil zone. This is a good guy zone. You are out of your territory. Go continue to do evil elsewhere. If you want us to deal with it, we will accommodate you. You have to have everything ready to go. You have to be spiritually ready. If you don't like it, I'm telling you reality. They'll read it. You know how I know it works? Because we had good guys come in from all over the place. And all of them were totally ready for anything. They had it made up in their minds that was maybe going to be their last day. They don't know if they're going to all of a sudden get arrested by the SWAT team for standing up for themselves. But it didn't. Our local law enforcement elements were very helpful, very cool, and very appreciative that the community came out in a unified effort to protect everything that we have here, which was very, very cool. Our law enforcement is a reflection of our culture up here, which I think was very, very cool to watch actually happened. Gives me a lot of faith in humanity, which I did not have a couple days ago. So thank you to the local law enforcement up here. Seriously, very cool. Swinging by saying, hey, how you doing? Don't drink too much, guys, to the bikers, right? Bikers up there. Just be cool. You guys good to go, all right? And they were kind enough to go and let the protesters know and the professional agitators that were mixed in with the crowd. Hey, be careful of those guys. We can't control them all too well. And I don't think they're going to be playing games. So peaceful protest is fine. But be careful. Gets the point across. There's a lot of stuff that bikers, cowboys, and out-of-work roughnecks can do that other people aren't allowed to when they're wearing their work suit. You know what I mean? Everyone was ready to follow through. There was no bullshit in the air. It was like the Alamo type situation. They read it. They looked. So, Antifa came. They saw. They got back in the cars and they got the hell out. It happened the day before yesterday when they were casing it. They had the one coke head who was all ramped up trying to get everyone all spun up, you know. This is a war, people. We need to get ready. The one guy on coke. And everyone's kind of looking at the 300-some Harley Davidsons parked right in front of the mall they want to destroy, you know. And they're just like, no. We'll move on to the next town. Okay? And so Intel came in, and by the way, they're pretty organized. The useful idiots they put out there as cover, the human shields, that's not the main element. That's just a distraction. They got professional agitators, which are, I'm pretty sure, ex-cons based on the guys. Hey, I got your picture, by the way. I sat next to you at the restaurant the other day because I knew where you would all show up across the street. You're too lazy to walk that far. You want to keep an eye on your protests that you're having from a position where you can eat a sandwich and drink beer at the same time. That's how I would roll if I were you. So I went there, and yeah, there they were all there. All the professional provocateurs. Report that one, local newspaper, Dickinson Press, KFYR, report that. I got the pictures. They're talking about killing police. They were talking about raping people. They were talking about all kinds of stuff. I got their picture, passed it around to everyone I know. The other guys on the other side were the handlers. Some guys sitting over here, very serious, about my age, really good shape, very sober, and they were discussing operations. And I was just a big fat guy with a flannel and my little guy and mama and some friends who look harmless sitting there at the restaurant just listening to their whole damn operation. Then we see these cats rolling around town right after the protest was over. Here's what happened. So here's how this deal works. So if you have balls, and you have weapons, and you have follow-through, and it's even nicer, here's how you don't have any casualties. You're smart. You get organized. You get smart. So we had our guys all over town. We already had operation centers on rooftops. We had guys with spotting scopes and cameras ready to catch anyone pulling any shit. We had countless motorcycles, ranging from incredibly loud with very large, hairy guys looking to get the first lick in, which is handy in certain situations. They were prowling because when that peaceful protest, which is fine, the peaceful protest broke up. That's when all these agent tours started. When they got up and left, I knew, here we go. So we're all talking to each other. Yep, they're leaving. They're moving. Here we go. The other guys, the professional contractors, are casing everything. They're driving all over town. And there was a few hundred of the protesters, and they start scattering through the town. It's a small city, town, whatever you want to call it. And they start scattering through all the neighborhoods. So they atomize, so they can metastasize, and they're all scoping it out. They're looking for something soft, a soft target to wreck. They got their tools. They got their uniforms. It was not all peaceful protesters. That was cover. So they're all over town. And the second two or three or more of them would sit down for like a minute, there'd be dudes on their ass immediately. They wouldn't do nothing bad. They would just come up with their fat boy and just circle them. And then all of a sudden there'd be more coming over and they'd be like, hey, how you guys doing? What you up to over here? Looking at that storefront window, looking at that bank. They're looking at the bank, they're casing the bank, they're looking at the storefronts. There's a lot of juicy targets. There's one, which was their primary target, which was where I kind of centered my attention because it was an honorable hill to die on for that target. I thought that would be worth it, you know. And so we went up there, and there was a relief element of a lot of combat vets, maybe not a lot actually, maybe only a squad up there. But they were very effective at deterring it. But when the numbers got big enough, we got a lot more guys up there. And the bikers joined up with the veterans, and half the bikers are veterans anyways. And so everyone got together, sat up there. Antifa rolled in. They had their armbands on. They put on their little face masks. They got out hopping around, and they're trying to be sneaky. Well, you see, the problem is we had aerial surveillance. We had with drones, multiple drones. We had all kinds of different radio networks hooked onto various hubs. We had guys that we knew that were working with all the different local elements in town. Like, I'm talking like the police department, the sheriff's department, other law enforcement departments from the area that wanted to come down on civilian mode with no rules. They were there, and everyone was in full loadout kit. And they stood there, and they smiled. Antifa came up, dressed up in all their battle gear. Check this out. our guys are so disciplined, they didn't shoot these kids. Considering what the news says on how scary and horrible cops and army guys are lately, that's pretty damn good. They walked up in the dark, okay? We also got thermal imaging so we can see them coming in, but we like to identify our targets. We got white light, we got, you know, nods, we got thermals, we got drones, we got a million guys on QRF all over town, ready to rock and roll. And if it's easier for the PD to go pick them up, we just call the dispatch. Be like, hey, dispatch, yeah, there's three guys right over there. Like, gone. Immediately. It's called cooperation, guys. So these Antifa guys are coming, and they're carrying what appears to be carbines. Well, because we had balls and firearms and follow through, a couple of the younger gentlemen were like, "Ah, we got this." So they just walk over and they got their rifles slung on front of them. They got their plates and all their mags and their radios and all their stuff ready to go. No problem. And they just politely kind of stroll up, like not provocating anything. "Hey guys, what's going on tonight?" And they noticed, oh, they're carrying airsoft rifles. Freaking Antifa carrying airsoft rifles. They almost got, if there was other people up there, they would have got smoked. Good thing those guys were sober that approached you. Because there's some other guys there that maybe would have not been so nice. That would have been a pretty freaking clear-cut excuse in the dark. Approaching one of your targets that you stated are going to burn to the ground with rifles? Yeah, okay. No one's going to feel sorry for you, even if that happened. But our guys were so discerning, like, huh. And they just smiled and they started walking closer to them, like, hey, what you guys up to? And these cats, they turned around, tail between the legs, and they ran away. Not a damn thing happened. They didn't say nothing. They didn't yell, "You horrible commie," or no, that's what we yell. Well, I forget what it is that they yell. Nobody yelled anything at each other. Our guys smiled and said, "Howdy, what are you up to?" They sized each other up. The enemy, and freaking floored it. They didn't get to use their hammers. They didn't get to use their spray paint. They didn't get to deface what they wanted to do. They didn't get to break shit. They were all over town. It was a two-hour thing after the protest, and it went into the night until about midnight is when we had our final, you know, little tiny pre-skirmish, like, it almost happened, but it never did. Every time they cased something, they were immediately had guys on them because it was a community effort. There's way more of us than them. So if the people of the United States get balls enough to exercise their Second Amendment rights and then actually follow through with it and just simply go out there and say, no, you're not burning all our shit down because all of us are here and we're not going to let you. So please cease and desist and move on. It happens. It works. We did it twice. And I know that there's a lot of people that were really sad chasing behind the blacked out tour buses on their way out of town on the interstate. I'm like, dude, were we going to have some kind of thing here? That's what a lot of guys wanted that. I wasn't looking forward to it. I want to go fishing and barbecue and stuff. But there's a lot of guys who are just like, what the hell? What about all that burning and torching stuff? You came here for that. We came out. We're here to accommodate you. Now you don't want to play? What's up with this? Come on, guys. By the way, all the local guys that were assisting them, don't try any shit while they're gone. Got your license plate number, drove around, heard everything you said on video. I won't post you. I'll be a nice guy. I won't even really turn you in. I'm a nice guy. But yeah, you're on the south side, just east of the highway, is where you hang your hat, isn't it? And you like to deal cocaine and pretend like you're some kind of freaking crip. Okay, try that shit. I'll allow you to be a cocaine dealing. That's the cop's job. That's not my job. But don't you go and try this rioting bullshit and giving these guys a place to establish their operations anymore. I don't like that. The people might not appreciate that if they're, you know, just don't do it. Do not try to overthrow the United States, please, for your own health. So there's that's the key. There's a lot of other stories that are really, really funny that happened. I mean, we're standing there last night, and so we got guys, we're scanning. There was a few, I think, around 1 a.m, because we got thermals, and they're poking their heads up from behind the defile from behind us. They're trying to sneak up on behind us, and they're poking their heads up, and they just light up like a frickin', if you got a good thermal, like, there's guys over there. Okay, just start walking over, little, you know, patrol walks on over, and they just frickin', they floor it, they got out of there. I wonder why that's not in the newspaper. Newspaper headlines shouldn't have been some kid throwing a softball. It should have been, thank God for Western Dakotan culture, angry bikers, and guns, and veterans, all coming together to guard their town. That should have been on the front page of the newspaper. That would be cool. We're not media whores, so we don't need it. Most of the guys, and I wasn't holding a camera. I was busy holding other things. But it would have been something cool to get a lot of pictures of. I got a few pictures, but they're shy. They're not looking for glory. They just want a peaceful neighborhood. So next time some frickin' politician tells you that you have to stand down and that you have to go under a curfew and that the government will come save you. Oh yeah, I'm sure your governor's gonna swing in on a frickin' Tarzan rope, pick you up off your feet with a shotgun in one hand, you know, telling everyone what's up and just saving your ass right out of your town. That's what's gonna happen, right? Because that's what happened so far with all 60 cities on fire, whatever it is, or 100 of them now. Who knows, right? If you're waiting for those guys to save you, you're gonna wait a long damn time. That's why the Founding Fathers gave us our constitutional rights. Sorry, I misspoke. That's why God gave us our constitutional rights to defend ourselves, to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit and protection of our property. That's a God-given right. Our Founding Fathers recognized and even wrote it down. Tell your politicians to kiss your ass if they have something else to say. Oh, you can't handle it. It's not your job. It's going to be horrible. We're standing up there talking about Cheese Whiz all night because there ain't no Antifa guys attacking. All they do is come up, look at us, and then they go away. There was not even any fight. It was boring, which is good. I was happy. Some of the guys were kind of bummed. You know, they wanted, like, ah, man. I'm not going to say who it was, but, like, walking around down the line, these guys were, like, arguing who gets to get the first licking and exactly what they're going to use and how they're going to do it. Like, no, I'm going to use this and that and that. And they're just waiting for it. Because they know that they've been... You can recognize these cats coming in. The mission was too effective. Sometimes you got to let your guys get at least one lick in there. But no, I'm actually very, very happy nothing happened. And that was through the cooperation of the entire community to maintain law and order. I pray that maybe other police departments and other sheriff's departments across the country, in some areas they have, to get the good sense to link up with their people. They all live in the same town, same community. They worship next to each other before it was illegal. That's the solution. Rex out.